Welcome to the Sober Rebel Bite Size series for January. This episode is no more than 20 minutes, and there will be one a day throughout the month of January. I've been doing this podcast now for nearly 2 years, and in that time I've spoken to so many amazing guests. So I thought it would be a lovely idea this month to revisit some of the highlights of those conversations every day throughout January to keep you focused on why you're doing this. Today's Bite Size episode is with Stee. Now, when Stee went sober, one of the things he found that really helped him was running. And that wasn't because he was a runner prior to going sober. He decided that he needed to move and he needed to find a way of dealing with his emotions and his thoughts. So he started doing laps of the recovery centre car park. It helped him so much that actually then he went on to set up the Recovery Runners Group and has, I don't know how many people now, meeting up every week for different sessions, for running, walking, conversations. It really is amazing how it's grown.
One night I ended up getting in trouble with the police. When I came home from the police station, I sat at home and part of me brain was saying, don't worry about it, Steve, just go and have a drink. But another part of me was saying, no, Steve, you've had enough. That's it, you've had enough. So I walked to the rehab that I went to, knocked on and said, listen, I need help. I went through the process of getting back in there and a few weeks later I was in. But when I went in this time and knew the things that I needed to look at, I needed to hold that mirror up at me and started to make the changes from the inside out. And that's what I was allowed to do. And everything changed when I started running because I lost 2.5 stone in weight. I was sleeping better. I was more motivated to eat the right food, more motivated in my sessions. My head was clearer, so I could concentrate on the stuff I needed to change myself internally. And I often say that running saved my life, and I honestly believe that it did because it gave me the opportunity to enter recovery properly this time round.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much what got me into treatment and how I started on the journey that I am today.
And one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is because you've obviously set up Recovery Runners. How did that come about? Because you have all these people that are in sobriety meeting up. Tell me about it.
So after my experience and what I was through running, I started to speak to some other people in the rehab to say, come out, come and run with me. And they started to experience the same thing, difficult at the start, but when we were getting out and we were being consistent with it, the aches and pains started to go away. And then the feelings of clearing your headspace, clearing the anxiety, they were experiencing it. So when I was coming to leave treatment, I thought, I don't want to stop running with people. I don't mind running on my own, but I enjoy running with people as well, as I was in the rehab. So I'll set up a group for a Sunday morning and we'll get 5 or 6 of us running around the park for our recovery. And then the first week, 9 people turned up. The next week, 15, then 20, then 25, then 30. And then last week, we've got like 60-odd people running around the park on Sunday morning for the recovery. And the group went from being, for people who were in recovery from addiction, just running, to now I believe that we are all recovering from something, whether it be we're in recovery from drink or drug addiction, or whether it be mental health struggles or bereavement, trauma, isolation, illness, surgery, whatever it may be, we are all recovering from something. If there's a life event that's happened that we're still battling with a little bit, I believe that's us recovering or we're in recovery from that. So now people come to the group, and we have a walking group. We have a group that I take who are learning to run, so we teach them, so they run and walk, and then we've got a group now that goes off and runs 1, 2, 3 laps of the park. And people are coming who are recovering from a divorce, you are recovering from all kinds. So it's not just drink and drug related, it's recovery from anything, and everybody is welcome. We are an all-inclusive community. The beauty of it is some of the people who started with us, who in the walking group, are now running 10, 15, 20, 26 miles. And like, yeah, so I ran with a lad on Saturday He ran 22 miles, which is the furthest that he's ever run. And he started with us just before Christmas as a walker. And his life also has been dramatically changed through not just the running bit. We also do other things within the community, but massively, massively changed. And I've got countless amounts of people doing exactly the same.
That is absolutely amazing. And just all that coming from you running in a car park, thinking, I need to clear my head. I've got to do something. I want to take action. And it is from those small things, isn't it? Those small ideas that pop into our head that these things grow from. Well done. That is amazing.
And running might not be for everybody. I understand that some people just don't enjoy it. I do speak to, so within our community now, we've got a running group, we have a cycling group starting soon, free personal training, free yoga classes, alcohol-free social events. We're going to be doing some courses around emotional, mental, physical well-being and all kinds of stuff. But what I say to the group all the time, find something that you love and do it every single day. Whatever it might be, it might be cycling, swimming, going to the gym, running, knitting, pottery, whatever it is, reading, find something that you love and do it every single day. And that's the chance, the time that you take for you, because you deserve it. It's, the world out there is far too busy. And, you know, when we're running jobs and families and all that stuff, we never have time for ourselves. And it's just like a pressure cooker that builds up, and that one day something has got to give. Whereas what we try and encourage all the time is you've got to be taking some time over yourself, even if it's just half an hour in the morning time or in the afternoon or the evening. Find the time within your day. And these one thing I say to people when they say, well, I just haven't got it, I asked to look at the screen time on the mobile phone. And it shows 5, 6, 7 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours, whatever it might be. I'm saying, don't tell me you haven't got half an hour for yourself when you're spending 3, 4 hours on the phone every single day.
I've got shivers then. That is such a good technique. I dread to think what my screen time says. Again, what a brilliant way to prove to people that we do have the time for ourselves. And it's about those engagement, those flow activities where you can really lose track of time. Although at the moment, I feel like I'm counting every second when I'm running. I don't feel like I'm losing track of time at the moment. But I'm sure I will get there, that you kind of feel that it is about getting engaged in it and doing something, like you say, pottery, crochet, whatever it is. Take that time for yourself.
And I think with the running bit, when you do go into flow, when you're out there, and so at the minute you're counting the seconds, or you know, some people will constantly be looking to see how far that they've run, or the worst thing ever is on a treadmill when you've got the numbers in front of you and it takes forever, and you're like, it's the worst. So I don't run on a treadmill. I can't do it. I'd rather run outside. And when I'm getting in my own head and it's starting to think how far left, and when you run familiar routes and you get to a certain point, you go, right, okay, now I know it's this far left, and I need to try and distract myself from thinking that way. So I tend to try and just look up a little bit and take in what's around me. I use my senses. What can I see? What can I smell? What can I hear? And just distract myself from the noise that's in my head saying, this is hard, you can't do this, how long left, you've only just started, why don't you just stop, you've done enough, all that stuff. Yeah. You need to quieten that down by just observing what's around us.
So bringing in those five senses, isn't it?
100%, yeah.
You can tell I'm doing, I throw myself into things, you can tell I'm doing this and I'm new and I'm like, I want to pick your brains as to how to do this properly. Yeah. But let's talk about a bit more about sobriety then, because obviously you've got your running that's come off the back of it, but I ask people on here to talk about three areas or three things in their life that has altered thanks to their sobriety. What's your first thing that you would think of?
The one thing for me, and even just saying this now, I feel something in my head getting emotional before I even say it. And it's, sobriety has given me. And like, I have not liked myself at all ever. And I'm in a place now whereas I am so happy and proud and content with who I am, what I'm doing. And it's only because I do not engage in those old addictive behaviors. I've put the work in and I'm in a place today whereas I am so proud of myself for everything that I've done. I would never, ever I still find it a little bit difficult to accept compliments of when people are saying that you've done so well, or, you know, even from the community members saying thank you for obviously all the help and support that I'm giving them and they're changing their lives because of what the community has brought them. And I still find that a bit difficult. But one thing that I do know now is that I'm proud of everything that I've done because it's been hard. It's not easy. I posted a video on Instagram yesterday to saying that whether you're one day, 10 days, 10 years or more in recovery, you should be proud of yourself because it is not easy. And I've got myself through the last 14 months and I'm living the best life that I possibly can. My head is in the best mental space that it has ever been in my whole entire life. And it's through putting the drink and the drugs down and living a sober life. And a sober life also means that I'm learning new things still. I've got the headspace to be able to take on new challenges and learn things. And it's just a beautiful thing. Recovery is a beautiful thing. I would love more people to talk more about it. 10, 15 years ago, there was big campaigns about people asking people to talk about the mental health more. And people do, which is great. But people still need to talk a lot more. And that's a direct message, especially to some of the men out there, because I do believe that we still need to talk more. But I also believe that people who are in recovery, they come up to me in the park on a Sunday and say, "What's this? What's the hoodie about?" I say, "Well, we're in recovery from something, addiction, mental health struggles." And they whisper to me, "I've been in recovery for 15 years. And I'm like, "Why are you whispering that?" What it feels like there's a shame there. There's that stigma still there that you're in recovery. You should be shouting from the rooftops. And because that will encourage other people to talk about their own recovery journey or encourage them to put the drink and drugs down and start to live a sober life and come into recovery. It's a beautiful thing. It's not easy, but it's allowed me to be able to live a fulfilling and happy life. So that for me is the main one, 100%. Another one is it's given me the ability now to do things that I could never have imagined. Things like, you know, running last week with Ashley Kane. One is it was a privilege. Two, the ability to be able to actually get up and get out and do something like that. And I've got loads of other events that are coming up, and I've completed half marathons, full marathons. I'm arranging a 110-mile run for October. It's given me my health and my fitness. And, you know, I'm extremely grateful for that because I've lived a very unhealthy life. So sobriety has given me my health back.
So I was going to ask you, actually, so were you in any way interested in fitness? I know you said you weren't a runner before sobriety, but were you in any way interested in fitness at all?
I have what it called. I've been to the gym throughout my life at different stages, but it was always for the wrong reasons. It was always because I wanted to go to the gym, get muscles and look good for the ladies and, you know, all ego stuff. I used to cycle a little bit, but I never took it serious. And the reason why is you always hear that the doctor will say, if your mental health's not great and you're not feeling good, you know, go and exercise. I was like, okay, yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, it just seemed a bit like lame advice. But actually, when you realise there's science behind it, it's kind of...
Yeah, but it's making that connection. So last year, when I started running, after about 2 or 3 weeks of running around my car park, I made the connection that me going out in the morning and doing that is making me feel better. And it was when I made that connection, I was like, okay, so I need to do this more. Because all the other reasons why I always used to go out and exercise was for the wrong reasons. It was, again, wanted muscles in the gym and all that stuff. But there was no connection there. It was a vanity thing.
Yeah.
But as soon as I made the connection, so when I go out now and I do go to the gym, I don't push weights anymore because it just doesn't do it for me. I like to get my body temperature up. I like to get a sweat on. That's where I think all the chemicals get released for me, and that makes me feel good. So it's not just running, it's going to do like a circuit class, you know, or a HIIT class or a mini HYROX class or something like that, whereas we're getting my body temperature up there's all the chemicals get released and I feel good after it. And I feel that connection now. I feel it after I've been training. I go, oh, there it is. After a long run, I think they call it runner's high, where we feel elated. There it is. I can feel it. And it's making that connection, whereas I've never done that before in the past. I've done bits and bobs of exercise, but I've never made the connection that it made me feel good because I was doing it for the wrong reasons.
And I think as well, because you're not, you haven't got that clarity that you have in sobriety. So when you're sober, you notice, oh, hang on, this is making me feel a bit rubbish, or this is making me feel good. And as much as a lot of the time you don't want to feel emotion, so that's why you tend to reach for alcohol. It's wonderful to be able to feel, because then you can pinpoint what makes you feel good and what makes you feel bad and deal with it. But we're not taught how to do that.
No, I totally agree. All your feelings, and your emotions when you come back, like I said a minute ago, before I knew what I was about to say and I could feel the emotion coming up. In the past, because I was constantly in either hangover or come down or in it, you know, none of that was so far buried down deep inside us, you know, none of those emotions and feelings you could ever get to. And now I can feel it. I know when I'm not feeling great. Oh, I don't feel right. I'm going to go and do something. I've got my tools now that I need. I know that I need to go and do, so I can feel my body when it's feeling good, when it's feeling bad, when I need to do something. And that's again because I've got no toxins in my body. I've got no poisons in my body now, which is stopping me from feeling those feelings, which is so important.
Yeah, it really is that clarity. It's being able to feel that gives you the power.
Yeah.
If you'd like to listen to the main episode, then head back to the 11th of June 24, episode 21 with Stee. If you'd like to find out more about working with me, then head to my website, louisaevans.com. I don't just support with sobriety, I also help with many other areas, including anxiety, overthinking, and low mood. On the website, you'll find lots of resources, including my online Sober Resilience course. And if you use the code RESILIENCE544 as a Sober Rebel listener, you'll get a 30% discount. And also a range of hypnosis recordings. Use code SOBERREBEL, all one word, to buy one, get one free. Self-hypnosis is a very powerful and effective way to begin to reprogram how we automatically think about things. You'll find a range of different topics on my website. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of my guests on the Sober Rebel podcast for sharing their story and for taking the time to talk to me. The Sober Rebel podcast will be back very soon. I'm just currently recording some fantastic episodes to share with you. I hope you have a good day.